If you would take your Bibles this morning, go ahead and be turning to the Epistle of Romans. In Romans chapter 1 this morning. And many of you been here know that we've started preaching through Romans, the book of Romans, and going kind of verse by verse or section by section. And I've enjoyed it so far, and thank the Lord for it. I believe it's going to be a great study for us, give some great preaching material here. And this morning, and really, to be honest with you, I think probably this is, I know we're kind of going through Romans, and so in a sense, that's kind of a series. You know, you're going verse by verse or section by series, section in kind of a series through the book of Romans. But I don't know that what I'm going to begin preaching this morning might not turn into a series within a series, if that even makes sense. I tell you, I've really got a burden to preach what we're going to deal with this morning, and probably even tonight too. I'm sure we will not get through this. And prayed about it, and the Lord really kind of gave us some thoughts on this specific message. And I believe this is from the Lord. I believe this is what the Lord wants us to preach. And I was going to try to combine it all and maybe preach it in just one message, possibly two. But there's just too much here. And I believe this is very, very important for our church. And I believe it's important for really all of us here, every single one of us, young and old, in every area of life. And myself and my family and all of our families here, and important for our church as a whole, collectively. I think what we're going to deal with here for maybe the next few messages or so, just kind of in this one passage, is very important, and I really have a burden to preach it and pray that the Lord will help us with it. So if you found your place in Romans chapter 1, we'll stand in reverence to the reading of the Word of God if you're physically able to. And would like to, and we'll begin reading in verse number 8. Romans chapter 1, verse 8 says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also." And I think for, I guess, the message this morning, if I was to have maybe a text verse, or if there was a verse in this passage that I think really kind of carried the thought that I want to preach this morning the most, I think it would be in verse 12. Verse 13. He said, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto." And so Paul said he purposed to come to them at Rome. And you know, if you've been here and heard the first few messages kind of going through the book of Romans, that Paul several times in this first chapter talks about his desire and his longing to get to Rome, and how he so wants to go to Rome to be with those people for, and he gives the reasons here, but the Lord burdened my heart, and I began to work in my heart really this week about this passage and giving me some thoughts here on that direction that Paul wanted to go. He wanted to get to Rome. And so I want to preach this morning on how to know you're headed in the right direction. How to know you are headed in the right direction. And I think this is a very important message, again, for myself and my family and for all of us here, to know that we are headed in the right direction. And so let's pray. Father, I come before your throne of grace this morning, and I thank you, Lord, for your word, and I thank you, Lord, for the truths of the word of God, and I thank you for the Holy Ghost of God, Lord, leading our hearts and our minds this morning. And Lord, I pray that you would help us all, Lord, to be careful and to be serious, and Lord, to take inventory, Lord, to know for sure that we are headed in the right direction in life. And Lord, I pray that you would take what you've given to me and help me, Lord, to preach it in a way that'd be pleasing to you. And Lord, I pray that all of us here, Lord, would be headed in the right direction, the direction that you want us to go, Lord, that our steps would be ordered. And Lord, I pray that if there be one here among us tonight, Lord, even myself, Lord, that's not heading in the right direction. Lord, as this message, Lord, goes forth, Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God would bring conviction and Lord, help. And Lord, you would help us all to know for sure if we're headed in the right direction and if we're headed in the wrong direction, Lord, we'd get right and, Lord, get turned around going the right way this morning. Lord, I pray that you just help us and you'd be glorified, and I pray that your will would be done. Well, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As we look at the Bible and the Word of God, look at God's opinion, what God says, life and really life in general, along with the Christian life, many times in the Bible is referred to as a path, or a road, or a way. He mentions going the way. Matter of fact, the early Christians and the early church was referred to as that way. They were traveling that way and going that way. There's an old hymn. It's a great hymn. Talks about going that way. I'm going that way. And so life is compared to a way, or a path, or a direction, a road that we are on. And the road of life that we're on is an ever-marching forward path. We can't go back and change the path that we have traveled, but we can affect and we can make sure we're going the right path moving forward. And the Bible talks about that. He said in Psalm 119, verse 105, very, very well-known verse, he said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my" what? My path. And so the Word of God is a lamp. It gives us a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. In other words, it can light our way, light our direction, make sure that we are going the right direction in life. He said, Jesus said in Matthew 7, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Listen, brethren, you and I are all traveling a path. We are all going a direction. And it might be the right direction or it might be the wrong direction. Now, if you're lost this morning, if you're lost without God, you are heading the wrong direction. There's no way to be even going the right direction whenever you're lost without God. Jesus said that there are few that find the right way regarding salvation, the way that leads unto life. The majority of this world and the majority of even the church world in this day is heading the wrong direction. It's going the wrong way, and I think even in regards to salvation. But you know, even in the Christian life, if you're here this morning and you know beyond any shadow of doubt that you are saved by the grace of God, you can still be going the wrong way in regards to the will of God. I want to make sure I am going the right direction. I want to make sure my family is going the right direction. As a husband, as a father, I want to make sure I'm leading my family, leading my children in the right direction. Listen, your direction determines your destination. Where you wind up in life and where your family winds up, where your children wind up in a lot of ways, is going to be based on the direction that you go and the direction that you lead them. As a pastor, I want to make sure our church is going the right direction. And as a member, you want to make sure our church is going the right direction. I want us all to be going in the right direction. Amen? See, no one really wants to wind up in the wrong destination. No one ever plans to wind up, get to the end of the road and find destruction. Nobody plans for that. When Jesus talked about that in Matthew 7, about the way that leadeth to destruction, whenever people are going a certain way, they never plan for that way to be destruction in the end. They never plan for the destination to equal destruction. They're going away. And the Bible talks about man doing which is right in his own eyes in the day of the judges. Man going his own way. Man doing his thing based on his wisdom and his thoughts and what he wants to do. But he never plans for it to the end of destruction. You know, you can reason everything out and you can in your mind think you're going the right way and think you're going to wind up in a good place and wind up in the wrong place. And if we don't go God's way, if it's not the right direction, you and me, all of us, or any of us will wind up in the wrong place if you're not headed in the right direction. You say, well, Jacob, things are going pretty good now. Well, they might go pretty good now. They might grow up. Listen, along the journey, there will be ups and downs and good times and bad times when you're going the right way and when you're going the wrong way. Amen? But the question is, are you headed in the right direction? Because there will be ups and downs regardless and good times and bad times regardless, but only one way leads to the right direction. And you've got to be headed to the in the right direction. So, nobody wants to wind up in the wrong destination with destruction, but the problem is, rather than considering the long-term destination, the long-term direction, what a lot of people are doing is only making decisions and basing their life and basing what they're doing on the here and the now, the today. The this week, the this month, and they don't think about next year or 10 years from now, and they certainly don't think about eternity. Amen? And so that's the problem. You base your life on the here and the now, you'll get way off down the road. If you're only thinking about here now. See, you know what the devil wants? The devil wants you and me. He wants saved and lost. He wants everybody to be one-sided in their planning. He wants you to think about one or the other. God wants us to be balanced. He wants us to think about both. He wants us to think about the short term and the long term. That's why he said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." That's the short term. That's the very next step. A lamp unto my feet. And a light unto my path is the long term. The light, the Bible and the word of God and the things of God. God will help you with both. He'll help you do right today, and He'll help you plan for the future and think about the future too. Head in the right direction down the road. The devil wants you to think about one or the other. The devil either wants you to think about only the now, and that's where he's got most people, where they're only thinking about the now. They're only thinking about what feels good today. They're only thinking about what's easy today. They're only going the path of least resistance and for what they want today, not thinking about down the road. That's how people get addicted to drugs. They only think about that hit and that good time right now. They don't expect to be addicted to cocaine or addicted to meth and in jail 15 years from now. They're thinking about here and now. Listen, that's how babies are birthed out of wedlock. People aren't thinking about being with child, and they're not thinking about venereal diseases. They're not thinking about what's going to happen down the road. They're thinking about the here and the now. Amen? That's how people get messed up spiritually and get their families way off in the ditch. Somebody says something they didn't like at church today, here, now, and because it hits me the wrong way now, or because I'm not happy about the way the church is now, I'll get my family out of church. And they're not expecting their family to be way off in a ditch 15 years from now. They're not expecting their kids to be way out in the world and all messed up in society, in this world, 15 years from now. They're thinking about what they want now, today, and they go the wrong direction, and they wind up in destruction down the road. Are you headed in the right direction? Amen. And so the devil wants you to think about today, or he wants you to disregard today and only think about the future. Both of them are terrible. Because if you only think about the long term, then you'll be cold and callous today. And it'll be, you know, anything is just a means to an end. You'll treat your family terrible. You treat your kids terrible. You know, you'll run over anybody and disregard anybody and disregard anything, because today is only a means to an end. Nothing matters today. I just got to get here. And the devil wants you to be either way. God wants you to be both. God wants you to live right today, but he also wants you to know that you're heading in the right direction down the road. Amen. Nobody plans for their family to be in a mess, for the church to be split and messed up and all kinds of sin and problems in the church. Nobody plans to be messed up in the world. Nobody plans for destruction. Everybody plans for a good life. But the only way to have success in life is to head in the right direction. You've got to be going in the right direction. Listen, every parent, I think, that really loves the Lord and is saved and in church, I think all of us parents would have to agree we want our kids to serve God. We want them to love Jesus. We want them to be dedicated. We want them to be committed. We want them to, you know, really just serve the Lord. Well, the thing is, they're not going to do that if we don't send them in the right direction. Amen. Listen, we all want our families to be filled with the Spirit of God. We all want to have good homes and good marriage and all things, but we'll never get that if we're not going in the right direction. Y'all listening? Are you headed in the right direction? Now, the Lord wants us to consider both, long term, short term. The devil wants us to consider one or the other. You know, Paul... if you know the whole life of Paul, it's a lot bigger than he even realizes, because this direction, this destination that he's heading towards, that he's trying to get to, is actually his final destination. Now, he doesn't know that. He's just desiring to get to Rome for various reasons, good reasons. But he doesn't know that it's his final destination. He doesn't know that it'll be his last stop before eternity. I wonder when it'll be our last stop before eternity. I wonder when it'll be our last, our final destination, our final milestone, our final year before we're standing before God and giving account. I wonder when it's going to be our last service, last opportunity to respond to what God is saying to us. I wonder when it'll be our last time to worship, our last Bible conference, our last year, our last opportunity to do anything from God. I wonder when it'll be our last time. See, Paul didn't know. He had planned to go to Rome and then move on to Spain even. He planned to do more for God. But God had his final spot at Rome. But Paul wanted to get there. He had a destination. And what Paul had was a direction, a goal, a direction in mind. That's what he said in verse 10. He said, making a request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. He's got a journey in mind. He's got a plan in mind. He's got a destination and a direction that he is heading in. As a matter of fact, Paul's been heading in this direction for a long time. He said, I would not have you ignorant. He said that oft times I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto. Let hitherto, that word let means to restrain or held back or sidetracked. Hindered. It's a hindrance. That's right. Something hindered him from getting there. It could have been circumstances. It could have been, you know, anything. Ultimately, it was the Lord. Ultimately, because he's got power over the circumstances. So the Holy Spirit did not allow him to get there. But Paul has been on this journey and in his mind and in his heart been going in this direction for a long time. And that's really what I'm talking about this morning. What direction are you going in your heart? You may not be actively moving that way right now on the outside, physically. You may not be on the ship, on the boat, on the journey, but in your heart and in your mind, you've got a direction that your life is going. You've got your focus and your attention and your sights set on something out there. Amen? Now, it may just be the next meal today, or it may just be what you're going to do tomorrow. You may be very short-sighted, but your sights are set on something. That's the way Paul was. His heart was to go to Rome, even though for many years he hadn't even got there yet. But he longed to get there. And that's all of us. We are longing to get somewhere. We have a longing in our heart. We've got a direction in your heart. You've got a direction in your mind of what you are. It might be the next promotion. Amen. It might be winning the next ball game. It might be passing the next class. It might be one thing or it might be a million things, but all of us have got a direction and a focus. Direction. That it's the right focus. That it's right. Because there's a lot of things we do, and there's a lot of things that are just a means to an end life that we have to do, but it's not really our direction. We better make sure our ultimate focus is the right direction. And so I want to give you about three things, and I've actually got a bunch in this passage, but I'm going to give you about maybe three of them this morning on how to know you're headed in the right direction. Dad, you need to make sure your family's headed in the right direction. You're going to give an account for that. You're going to stand before God. He's going to hold you accountable and responsible. You better make sure you have got yourself and your family headed in the right direction. Mom, you better make sure you're headed in the right direction. Your kids are looking to you. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Your children are looking at you. You better make well sure know that you are headed in the right direction and that you're leading them in the right direction. We better all make sure we are going in the right direction in life. Amen. Now, we find instruction in Paul's life to know we're headed the right way. See, I believe God had the mind of God. I think Paul had the mind of God in this direction he was going. He said in Psalm 37 that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I believe Paul's steps were ordered. I believe he had the mind of God. He was going the right way. And you don't want to go the wrong way because you won't like where you wind up. Amen. Let me give you three things on how to know you're headed in the right direction. Number one, consider the people in the direction. Whenever you think about your direction in life, whenever the Lord is speaking to your heart right now as I'm preaching this message and He's causing you to evaluate which way you're going and where you're going to wind up long term, I want you to consider the people in that direction. Consider the people in the destination. You know, life is really all about people. Everything about us is touched by people, and really life is all about people. You know, it's not about things. It's not about the next job. A lot of people will uproot their whole life and their whole family to move for a job when life is not about a job and it's not about a career. Because, you know, once you uproot your family and uproot, you know, your life and everything, and you move off to that job, you know what's going to be there waiting for you with that job? People. You know what's going to make or break the job? People. Amen. You know what's going to make or break your kids? People. You know what's going to make or break your marriage? People. It's all about the people. Life is about people. The devil in this world wants to get us focused on things. Like life is all about things. But listen, whether we like it or not, we cannot get away from the fact that we are more affected by people than we are anything else. People cause our circumstances most of the time. Amen. People cause our ups. They cause our downs. They affect us. I mean, that is just the way. Listen, people, the people that we are around, they affect our direction. And our direction affects our people. the direction you're going in life, where you have your heart and your mind and your focus set, it's going to affect the people you wind up with on down the road. It's going to affect the people you're surrounded with. Listen, young people, where your heart is set, it's going to affect who you marry down the road. Amen. And you can throw your hands up and say, there's no good men, no good girls to marry, all you want to. But listen, if you're not going the right direction, you'll think that. If you're not in the right places to reach the right people to find a good one to marry, you'll never meet them. Amen. If you're immersed in this world and you're going that direction, sure, there's no good ones out there. The good ones are in the right direction. They're in the right way. Amen. They're in the old time way. Amen. You've got to be going the right way. Your direction will affect your friends. Your direction will affect your marriage. Your direction will affect your home. It'll direct your family because of the people. The direction you're going in life will be very much based on who you're running with. Now, Paul, he wanted to be with people who would provide good fellowship and strength for him. That's what he said. He talked about giving them some spiritual gift, and he talked about them being comforted together in the faith, you know, the mutual faith. And so Paul looked at these people, and he wanted to be with these people, and the reason is because they were the right people. They're the right people. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever even stopped to consider the crowd that you'll be with in the direction that you're going? Have you ever just stopped to consider this path that I'm going down right now, this life that I'm living, this career that I'm pursuing, the things I have my heart set on in life? Have you ever just stopped to think about the people it's going to surround you with? Maybe not tomorrow or next week, but on down the road somewhere, the kind of people it's going to surround you with. Amen. Listen, there's some directions you can go that will cause you to be surrounded with some real sleazy people. Amen. There's a lot of things. There's ways you can go that will cause you to be surrounded with really, really good people. But listen, the people are so important with your direction. You know, people, they'll move here and they'll move there. They'll do this, they'll do that. They'll make all these decisions for their family and for their direction, their life, and never once consider the crowd that they're going to be surrounded with once they go that direction. They never consider it for themselves, certainly never consider it for their families. We were sitting in Sunday school this morning. I thought about, you know, you ever thought about how they sell houses and how houses are always sold based on the school system? They'll advertise these houses and it's in such and such school system because parents and families, they might want to get their family into a certain school system. You know, they never sell houses based on the church system, though. They never sell houses based on what good churches are in the area or what. Listen to me. That's the way God's people look at it, though. That's the way people that are saved and right with God, that's the way they're supposed to look at their life. We don't move around here, there, and yonder willy-nilly if we're right with God based on how much money we can make or what school system we can have our kids in or what entertainment is in the area. We don't make our decisions in life based on all the things of the world. If you're right with God, you make your decisions in life based on what God's people are doing, what God's people are there, what good churches are there. Listen to me. I've seen a lot of people ruin their lives because they moved off and went in a certain direction where there was no church and there was no God's people. There was no fellowship. There was no those things. And their life is in a mess because they went the wrong direction and never once considered the people. Never once considered the people. Amen. People join churches and leave churches and go here and go there and never once think about people. What kind of people are my kids going to be surrounded with? What kind of people am I going to have to be around? You know, in this passage here, we see three different things regarding the people. And I actually think I gave you similar to this, I think, last Sunday night. But in verse 8, we see thankfulness for these people. Paul said in verse 8, look what he says. He says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. Now, let me ask you a question. In the direction that you're going in your life, can you sincerely thank God through Jesus Christ for the people that you're pursuing, that have been put into your life because of the direction that you're going. Would you be able to honestly get on your knees before Almighty God and sincerely say, God, I thank you through Jesus Christ for the friends that my children have based on the direction that I have led them in their life. Can you say that? Are they surrounded by good friends and people that will lead them in the way of righteousness? Or are they surrounded by carnal people that will lead them in the ways of the world? Are they surrounded by good friends, godly people that are going the old time way and that will, you know, they can lock arms and go on for Jesus together and promote the ways of righteousness and the things of God in their life? Or will it be friends that are constantly exposing them to worldly music? Are they surrounded by friends that will be exposing them to pornography? Are they surrounded by friends that will be... Listen, by the way, let me just hit this while I'm here. Listen, we're in such a day of technology, and I think a lot of parents don't even realize this. You may protect your kids, you may put filters on their phone, or you may not even give them a phone, which is the best way, by the way. They don't even need a smartphone whenever they're a kid or a teenager. But you may try to protect your kids, but if you let them run in the wrong direction and run with the wrong crowd, they may not have it on their phone, but that kid on the bus or that kid sitting next to them at school will pull it up on their phone and expose them to everything in the world on their phone. Because you may say you care about your kids, but the rest of this world don't. And I'm saying that the direction we are going is going to affect us, and it's going to affect those after us. And can you really honestly, before God, say, God, I thank you through Jesus Christ for all the people that are in my life right now based on the direction my heart is going? Can you honestly say that? Listen, I know all of us work jobs or have worked jobs at some point, and you can't always choose the people you work with. I mean, matter of fact, we've got to be in the world, not of the world, to a degree. We understand that. I understand that. But listen to me. Listen, you don't go take a job at a strip club trying to be a witness at a strip club. You don't go haul beer trying to be a witness hauling beer. I mean, there's a lot of things where we pick and choose. And, you know, I think more than anything, more than looking at the pay, more than looking at the benefits, more than looking at everything, we ought to be thinking, Lord, what kind of people am I going to be surrounded with? What kind of people are my kids going to be surrounded with? Amen. We see thankfulness for the people. See, the crowd we run with and ride up with will be who we are. Eventually, iron sharpeneth iron. The direction of our life ought to have people in mind. Everything we're doing, we ought to be thinking, you know, what's the people going to be like if I go this way? So we see thankfulness for the people. When verse 8, we see the testimony of the people. He said, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Paul said, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you. And these are the people he's wanting to go see. Paul's not wanting to move there for things. He's not moving there for opportunity. He's wanting to get there for the people. He's wanting to be with the people. And he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you. And then he says, you know, your faith, your testimony, it has spread worldwide. He said, that's the crowd I want to be with. That's who I want to be with. I want to be with you because of your testimony, because I've heard how godly you are and your faith, and I've heard of your testimony. So these believers in Rome, they had quite the testimony for Christ. It had spread worldwide before internet was even a thing, before you could even tell people how spiritual you were on Facebook. Amen? That's what everybody does. Now they do something spiritual, and they got to tell everybody how spiritual they are, you know. Take a selfie of them praying, you know. Make sure everybody knows how spiritual I am, you know. Listen, their spirituality, it spread the world. Before, you know, all that was even a thing, the world knew of the Christians at Rome. You know, I would to God that we would have a testimony, amen? We could at least have a testimony in our local community, let alone worldwide. That's what we need is a testimony, amen? But you know, these are the people that Paul longed to be with in his direction. His direction that he was going, wanting to be in, had nothing to do with money. Had nothing to do with popularity. Had nothing to do with fame. Had nothing to do with God's people. That ought to be our focus. People. What is the testimony of the people in your life's direction? What's the testimony? What are they known for? Well, you better evaluate. You better make sure you're going to be running with the right people. Might not affect you today, but it'll affect you sometime. Verse 9 says, "For God is my witness whom I serve in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers." I wonder this. Let me just ask you this question. Have you prayed about the people in your direction? Have you prayed about those that will come in and come out of your life as you travel the direction that you're going? You know, it's interesting. We pray for a lot of things, but so often we forget to pray about the people that'll be in our life. Because, you know, based on the direction we're traveling, based on the direction we're choosing to go in life, God may put someone in your life or the devil may. And a lot of it is based on the direction we're choosing to go. We'll say, we'll preach hard to kids and young people on picking the right friend. Make sure you pick the right friends. Make sure you hang out with the right crowd. And they should. They should choose the right friends. They should be careful with the right friends. They should be careful with the right crowd. But we as parents ought to make sure they're in the right crowd. Make sure they have the opportunity to pick the right friends. And we as adults ought to make sure that we're going the right direction, that we're going to be able to spend as much time with the right crowd as possible. Amen? Amen. Listen, anything that would take us away from the right crowd, from God's people, and hinder us from getting to God's people, we ought to get that out of our life. You get it out of your life, friend. Amen. See, there's few things that we should pray for more than for God to help us go the right direction. People are so important in our life. If you're heading in the right direction, the right people will be a big part of it. I know a lot of people. I've heard of several people through the years that have moved their family to a certain place or arranged something in their life a certain way based on what church they're able to be a part of. Whether they move to a certain part of the country, Or whether they arrange their life where they are now so that they can be a part of the people of God. More a part of the people of God. More a part of a right church, a good church. I've heard that several times over the years, but that's the exception most of the time. Most of the time, everybody's arranging their life and choosing their direction based on carnal things. And they never once give a thought to people. Never once give a thought to the people that it's going to cause them to be with. It's sad that we've come to a day that many church people worship the dollar so much they'd rather pursue it than be with God's people. It's sad that we've come to a day that even a lot of church people would rather, you know, be popular in the things of this world and the ways of this world, that they'll pursue that rather than pursuing being with God's people. Listen, being with God's people and being making sure we're surrounded with the right people, that's our reason to cut other stuff out of our life, not the other way around. Y'all with me? Boy, it's quiet in here, and it's tight in here too. But you know I'm telling it right. You know I'm telling it right. The Holy Spirit is working in your heart and He's trying to help you and He's trying to strive with you. And in my study this week, He burdened me with this message to warn you, to let you know that you need to be careful that you and your family are going in the right direction, because if you're not, you won't like where you wind up. You won't like where you'll wind up. It's all good now. Hey, listen, if we can control our kids, parents, when our kids are small. When they're small, we can control them and who they're around and the people they're exposed to and the things they're exposed to. Listen, you may think it's not a big deal now, but you wait till they're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old and older. You won't control what they're doing. And those people that you allowed them to be exposed to all their life is going to have a big effect on them, friend. You know I'm telling it right. Paul, the man of God, our pattern. He wanted to do what he did. Every move he made, It had to do with people. Every move, every his direction, his heart, his passion in life was, God, I want to be with your people. I want to be with your people. I'm saying, how are you going to know if you're headed the right direction? Well, first you need to consider the people. Consider the people. Number two, consider the prayers in the direction. Consider the people in the direction. Number two, consider the prayers in the direction. Look in verse 10. He said, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. So he's got the right people in mind. He's got the right focus. He's not wanting to go to Rome so he can make a bunch of tents and make a bunch of money. He's wanting to go be a blessing to God's people. Amen. So he's got the right people. But there's a lot of prayers that are going into this direction. You know, if you're headed the right direction, it's going to be bathed in prayer. Yes, sir. Amen. I don't know what God may be doing in anybody's life here, except my own. But I know this. If you're getting ready to make a move, or you've got a direction in life, and God's dealing with you about something, if it's the right direction, it's going to be bathed in prayer. It's going to be something you have prayed about. It's going to be something you sought the will of God about. If you jump in and fly off willy-nilly and you never once ask God, Lord, what do you think about this? It's probably not the right direction. See, Paul's desire to go to Rome was bathed in prayer. And he's an apostle. Paul's more spiritual than all of us here collectively combined. He probably got more spirituality in his pinky finger than all of us combined here. And yet he bathed his direction in life in prayer. He asked God, what about your direction? I see two things regarding this prayer. First of all, I see ardent prayer. He was very effectual in his prayer. That's what he said in verse 10. He said, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey. And so he was no doubt ardent in his praying. And I see three things in regard to the earnestness in his praying. First of all, I see providence. He said, by any means. He didn't care how he got there. He didn't care how God got him there. He prayed, Lord, if this is your will, just get me there. And by the way, he did get there, but it wasn't the way he thought he'd get there. But he was looking for any means. Lord, I just want your will. Whatever you have to do, if that's where you want me to go, that's where I want to go. And however you get me there is fine. But then I see patience in it. He said, at length, if by any means at length. You know, true spiritual enthusiasm will be patient. He didn't just say by any means, but by any length too. However long it takes, whatever's got to happen between now and then. One man said this. He said, enthusiasm that goes beyond patience invites ruin. If the direction you're going in your life, young and old, if the direction you're going, if you're impatient in it and you're willing to run ahead of God and run ahead of the Word of God and run ahead of the preacher and run ahead of what anybody else would counsel you to do and just go do it anyway, you're that impatient that you're going to do it no matter what anybody says, it's a good sign you're going the wrong direction. Listen, true spirituality and true spiritual enthusiasm, it is patient. Paul was as enthusiastic about getting to Rome as anybody would be. He said, I long to see you. So badly I want to get there. But he was patient with God's will. He was patient with God's plan. And you know what patience is? Patience is submission to divine plans. Patience says, I'm going this direction and I think this is the direction God wants me to go because I've prayed about it. But I'll get there how God gets me there, and I'll get there when God wants me to get there. Y'all with me? And then I see prosperity in this. He said, I might have a prosperous journey. Now, even with a shipwreck and even going arrested, Paul still made it to Rome, and he still had a prosperous journey. It didn't happen any way he thought it would, but he still made it, and it was still a prosperous journey. You say, well, the shipwreck and going, you know, arrested is prosperous? Well, yeah, it's prosperous because he did miracles along the way and because souls were saved along the way, because God did a work with Paul. You can find that in Acts 27 and Acts 28. All along the journey, God used him in that direction. Now, if the direction that you're going causes you to focus so on getting there, if you're so focused on getting what you want and doing what you want and going the way you want to go that you're not serving God now, and you've put down anything you could do for God now, let me just tell you, it's a good sign you're going the wrong direction. It's a good sign you're going the wrong way. God's not going to send you off in direction and show you what He wants to do in your life down the road or you know, whenever, and cause you to be so enthusiastic about that you forget serving God today. And so there will always be prosperity in our direction. And it'll be the right kind of prosperity. It'll be spiritual prosperity. And so he was ardent in his prayer, but then we find approval in his prayer. Look in verse 10. He says, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. He prayed by the will of God. See, Paul submitted to God's will regarding his request to go to Rome. He prayed about it. He felt like he was the Lord's will. By the way, anytime somebody does feel like it's the Lord's will, they normally will pray about it. You know the people that don't pray? It's the ones that already know it's not God's will. You know the ones that don't pray? You know the ones that don't come to their pastor for counsel? It's the ones that already know they're doing something that he's going to counsel them against. But they want to do it anyways. If you know it's God's will and God's give you the right direction and you believe it really is God's will and you really do want to know God's will, you have no problem getting spiritual counsel and you certainly have no problem praying about it and putting it before God. Not if you're sincere. And Paul was sincere. He said, Lord, I want to go to Rome. I want to be with you people. I want to get there and I want to be a blessing. I know they'll be a blessing to me. He said, but I'm going to pray that by the will of God I get there. If it's God's will, I want to go. And he was submitted to God's will. I wonder, are you not praying about your direction in life because deep down you really know what God's going to say? Are you avoiding either A, getting saved, or B, getting where God wants you to be if you are saved? Because deep down, you really know the direction that God's going to change in your life. Amen. He's going to change the way you're going. And you just made up your mind, you want what you want. And you want to do what you want to do. And you'd rather just keep on going down the path regardless of what God wants. Let me just tell you, it might be all right today. But you're not going to like where you wind up. You're not going to like it down the road. You know, the best thing we could ever do is submit to God's will. The best thing we could ever do is go the direction God wants us to go. That's the only way to wind up in the right destination. And if you're headed in the right direction, if you are headed in the right direction in your life, prayer will also be a big part of it. You'll be thinking about the people, and then you'll also be praying. Lord, I want your will. Last of all, I'll give you this quickly and I'm done. Number three, how to know you're headed in the right direction. Consider the people, consider the prayer, consider the passion in the direction. Look in verse 11. Paul said, for I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith of both you and me. He longed to see these people, and he longed to see them because he wanted to impart a spiritual gift to them, be a blessing to them, and to be comforted together with them because of the mutual faith among them. He wanted to be, listen, in other words, Paul's passion to be in Rome was 100% spiritual. It was 100%. There is nothing carnal that I can see that you could tie to Paul's desire to be in Rome. It was 100% spiritual things. And I think it is so sad that we have lost that attitude in the church today. We make our decisions and we raise our families and we even run the church. And so many times spiritual things are the last thing on our minds when we do all those things. I mean, kids will get up and they'll go to high school and they'll get out of high school and they'll go to college and never once give a thought to how is this going to affect me spiritually. Oh, I want to know how it's going to affect my career, and I want to know how it's going to affect my retirement, and how it's going to affect my job, and if I can have enough money to afford raising a family, and all those things. But they never give a thought to the people they'll be around, never give a thought to their spiritual well-being, never give one thought to that stuff. And we have lost the attitude that I want to go the direction of God. I want to go the direction, I want to go the way that is going to strengthen me spiritually, where I can be a blessing to somebody, and somebody can be a blessing to me, and God can use the people that He puts in my life, and God can use me to be a blessing to the people that He's put in my life. I mean, everything I do, every decision I make is spiritual. We've lost that attitude. It is sorely missing today. Now, if the driving force in your life's direction, the passion behind it, the driving force of it all, if the driving force of your life's direction is not spiritual growth, it's a good sign you're going the wrong direction. If you have not once considered the people, if you have not once stepped back and thought, how much have I really prayed about this? And if you've not once considered the passion, what's driving me in this direction, it's a good sign you're going the wrong direction. And so my question this morning is your life headed in the wrong direction? There's a lot of people that go the wrong way for a long time. And it seems to work out for a long time. But you know, that's the way the devil works. You know, Samson was a man that was anointed of God. And Samson was a man that was chosen of God. And God had big plans for Samson. God wanted to use him. Matter of fact, you know, God's people, they went to crying out for a Savior, so to speak, you know. And God started raising up those judges to judge Israel and lead them in the right direction. And one of those men that God raised up was a man named Samson. So in a sense, he was like an answer to prayer. But if you examine Samson's life, even with the tremendous gifts that he had, and even with the great success that he had, I mean, from the world standards or from the nation standards, he was very successful. Killed all them Philistines. Samson, he took care of business, man. As far as God, as far as the children of Israel, Mike, Samson is the man. And so by the world standards, Samson saw great success. He had any woman he wanted, had anything he wanted. But I think it's pretty clear to say that the whole time, he maybe didn't know it, but he was going the wrong direction, wasn't he? And just like I said at the opening of the message, you know, he never planned to wind up where he wound up. He never planned to have lose all of his power and lose his strength. He never planned to lose his gifts. He never planned to lose his fellowship with the Lord. He never planned to have his eyes put out and be humiliated and be left high and dry by the world. He never planned on that. But listen to me, nobody ever plans on that. And if you're sitting here this morning and you're going the wrong direction, you're not planning on it either. But based on the authority of this Bible, with a burden and a heart of love, I want you to know you will wind up there. Amen. If you keep going the direction that you know the Holy Spirit is dealing with you about right now, if you keep on going, one of these days, you'll wind up right where Samson wound up. The end of the road is destruction. And you'll suffer more heartache and more heartbreak than you ever thought imaginable. Are you going in the right direction? Let's stand to our feet. We're going to pray. Brother Ernest is going to get us a song ready. Give you an opportunity to come to the altar and respond. Maybe you need to pray for yourself, pray for somebody. But I don't know what the Lord's dealt with your heart about, but I'm going to pray and you come if the Lord's dealt with your heart. Father, I come before your throne of grace. Thank you for helping us with the message. I pray that you'll take it and use it. I pray that you'll bless it. Lord, I pray that, Lord, myself and my family and, Lord, everyone here, Lord, I pray that you'd help us all to be going in the right direction in our life. Lord, you've been too good to us for us to walk the wrong way. And Lord, I believe with all my heart that every one of us knows. Lord, I believe that we all know because you're telling us. I believe you're telling us right now. You're telling all of us right now. In our heart, we know. And so I pray that you just help us, Lord, to respond in a way that'd be pleasing to you. I pray that, Lord, if it's, Lord, been made aware to somebody here this morning that they just go in the wrong way, Lord, I pray that this morning would be the time that they'd get in an altar and they'd stop dead in their tracks and start going the right way before it's too late. Lord, it's not too late now, but Lord, I pray that it would help us to turn around before it's too late. Bless us now, bless in the altar call, and we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen.